ever hit that point where, like, you're ready for a career change, you know you want something new, but everything feels like such a commitment.
Yeah, totally.
Like, what if it's not what you thought it'd be?
Right, right.
So that's what's so interesting about this program we're looking at today. They call it, get this, Now and Later.
Okay.
And it's all about test driving a new career path, specifically in tech, before you go all in.
I like that.
Yeah, it really stood out to me because, I don't know about you, but sometimes that initial hurdle of signing up for something huge is the biggest roadblock.
It is.
So let's break this down. They're focusing on the Internet of Things, right? IoT.
Okay.
Which is already pretty hot.
Huge.
But they've got this two-part thing going on.
Okay.
First, there's a three-month intro period.
3 months?
Yeah, just to get your feet wet with the basics of IoT.
I see. So you're not jumping into a year-long program blind.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, get this, if you like it, you've got a whole year to decide if you want to continue to their full program.
That's really smart, especially for someone who's maybe unsure if they're ready to commit to a whole career change.
Right. It's like dipping your toes in the water before jumping in the deep end. What do you think about this try before you buy approach for something as big as a career shift?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Especially for our learner, listener, you know, someone who loves picking up new skills.
Oh, absolutely.
But a massive time commitment. That can be intimidating.
Sure, for sure.
This way, they can get a taste, see if it clicks, all without derailing their lives for a year or more up front.
Exactly. And they don't skimp on the skills either. We're talking hardware, software, even specific coding languages.
Like what? What are they teaching?
They mentioned Python and JavaScript, which I know are super in demand right now.
Oh, for sure.
And get this, they even touch on AI.
Wow.
I know, right? It's a lot.
It is. It is. But it makes sense though, right? Because those things all kind of tie into the IoT world.
They do. So how do these skills, which on the surface seem all over the place, actually translate into like real world IoT stuff?
Okay, so think of it this way. You've got your smart devices, right? Mm. Your thermostat, maybe a smart refrigerator, even those voice activated assistants.
Yep.
Those all rely on code to interact with each other and with you.
Right.
Python, that can be your workhorse for making the devices talk to each other, collecting data, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Then you've got JavaScript. That's often used for the interfaces, like the apps you use to control all the smart devices.
So someone learning this stuff could go on to, say, build a whole smart home system.
Absolutely.
And then create the app that controls it all. That's wild.
Exactly. And that's where those job prospects come in. Remember the source material mentioned tech support roles?
Yeah, they even gave a salary range, right?
They did. And this wasn't just a general tech jobs pay well kind of thing. They specifically said grads from this program could be looking at like 20 to 25 bucks an hour to start.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Of course, as always, individual results, they're going to vary.
Of course, yeah.
It's not like a golden ticket to, you know, instant riches.
Right.
But it's about getting that foot in the door of a field that's only growing.
And learning those in-demand skills.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not a guaranteed path to like a six-figure salary straight out the gate, but it's a really interesting starting point.
Definitely.
Especially for our listeners who are, you know, really into tech and kind of wanting to see where it might lead.
And think about it, even if you don't end up in a straight up tech support role, having those skills on your resume, knowing how this stuff works.
It's huge.
That's valuable in any field these days.
If you had to pick a field to just dive into today, knowing you had this try before you buy safety net, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What's that thing you've always been curious about, but maybe a little too scared to fully commit to?
Right.
This now and later approach. It's like, it takes some of that pressure off.
It does. It does.
So what would you explore if you knew you had that safety net?
That's a great question for our listeners to think about. What about you?
Oh, man. So many things I've always been fascinated by.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a story for another deep dive.
I like it. Keep us in suspense.